Ging-gang-gooly-gooly-gooly-gooly, watcha, ging-gang-goo, ging-gang-goo. Ging-gang-gooly-gooly-gooly-gooly, watcha, ging-gang-goo, ging-gang-goo. Hayla, oh hayla Shayla, oh hayla Shayla, hayla ho. Hayla, oh hayla Shayla, oh hayla Shayla, hayla ho. Shallywally, 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 oompa, oompa, oompa. How the Girl Guides Won the War. By Janie Hampton. Read by Meriel Schofield. Introduction. In my mother's attic is a green school exercise book. Name, Janie Anderson. Subject, writing. School, St. Mary's. 21st of the 10th, 1960. I turned to the first page. Brownies was the title. Underneath I'd written, on the 3rd of November, I'm going to be enrolled. Brown Owl gave me a paper cat to put a knot on the cat's string tail when I do a good deed. I have at least 60 knots. I'm a sprite. I know the brownie promise, law, motto and rhyme. And I can plait. I'm excited about wearing my brownie tunic. I do not know whether a commissioner comes to be enrolled or just Brown Owl. At just 8 years old, I already had a sense of the structure of the brownie movement. And I knew that a commissioner was more important than just Brown Owl. 50 years later, I can still remember my promise. I promise to do my best, to do my duty to God and the Queen, to help other people every day, especially those at home. And the brownie song. We're the brownies, here's our aim, lend a hand and play the game. By the time I was a teenager, later in the 60s, the Beatles had arrived, and I reckoned the guides were deeply uncool. Who would choose to wear a uniform unless it was a Sergeant Pepper fancy dress one?